NDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly sunny skies around 63. We'll see wind gust at 30. Tonight, increasing clouds will drop down to the lower 30s with wind gust at 30. For tomorrow, partly sunny and windy, upper 30s, then falling temperatures with wind gust at 40. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy and breezy, 15, and Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 54.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. For the second time in the last 3 months, the Creighton University Rural Main Street Index climbed above growth neutral. And according to a monthly survey of bank CEOs in rural areas of a 10-state region dependent on agriculture and or energy, this index increased for the second highest level in the last 10 months. Ernie Goss, the McAllister Chair of Regional Economics at Creighton University, said recent improvements in agriculture commodity prices, federal farm support payments, and the Federal Reserve's record low interest rates have underpinned the rural Main Street economy. And for a third straight month, Farmland Price Index advanced above growth neutral. December reading unchanged for November at a solid 55. Now, this is the first time since 2013 that Creighton's survey has recorded three straight months of rising farmland prices. The December Farm Equipment Sales Index increased to 50.2. That's the highest level since June of 2013. Bankers once again reported anemic loan volumes. The December loan volume expanded to 43.7 from November's record low of just 25.8. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue this week announced a proposal to modernize regulations of agriculture animals modified or produced by genetic engineering. USDA will move forward with the rulemaking plan to move the regulatory framework to USDA. Perdue said the initiative follows President Trump's executive order on ag biotechnology that called upon federal agencies to make regulatory improvements to rectify longstanding barriers to innovation for U.S. agriculture. The secretary said if we do not put the safe biotechnology advances to work here at home, the competitors and other nations will. Perdue adds USDA outlining a pragmatic, science-based, and risk-based approach that focuses on potential risks to animal and livestock health, the environment, as well as food safety. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, after Congress signed the $900 billion COVID-19 relief package yesterday that included money to foreign nations, along with some relief for individuals and small businesses across the country, KWCH News reports that the bill does include $600 direct stimulus payments to individuals making less than $75,000, along with $600 for each dependent. It also includes $300 per week in federal unemployment benefits over the next 10 weeks.
Save over 500,000 Kansas jobs. This time around, it's going to be for folks with 300 or less employees. That can demonstrate loss of revenue as well.
That was Congressman Roger Marshall from the 1st District of Kansas on KWCH News. Many businesses, including the Fox Theater in Hutchinson, says this could be the saving grace for them.
I don't think we're going to open until June. I'd like to do it earlier. It depends what happens.
Out of the $325 billion allotted for small businesses, they do have $15 billion of that through the Save Our Stages Act to support live venues and theaters. Mid-American Network News.
Augusta Flight Center in Augusta invites you to get your dream of learning to fly off the ground with private pilot packages from Augusta Flight Center. And if you were flying a lot but haven't flown for a while, check out Augusta Flight Center's Rusty Pilot Program. The trusted flight instructors at AFC will make sure you're safe and ready to go. With the largest selection of rental aircraft in South Central Kansas, tailwheel instruction and discovery flights for only $100 plus tax, check out Augusta Flight Center online at iFlyAugusta.com.
Don't let the season of cheer become the season of scams. Here are a few tips to stay safe from fraud this holiday season from the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Stick to well-known websites when shopping online. Be wary of too good to be true discounts. Use credit, not debit cards. You'll be liable for fewer charges if the card is compromised by a scammer. And make sure your holiday donations go to a real charity. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork to learn more.
A bank robbery suspect died after being chased by police in Kansas, but authorities didn't say whether he was shot by officers or died as a result of a crash. The robbery happened just before 4 p.m. yesterday at the Golden Plains Credit Union in Wichita. Other vehicles. At least one officer fired shots, but authorities have not said whether the suspect was struck. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Police have not released his name or said whether he was armed. And some faculty and staff at the University of Kansas are protesting a reorganization of its diversity office that cost two employees their jobs. The Lawrence Journal World reports that the upset faculty and staff say the changes were made without consulting the marginalized communities affected. The changes for what had been the Office of Diversity, Equality, and Inclusion were announced earlier this month by Chancellor Doug Girard and Provost Barbara Bickelmeyer. The Vice Provost for Diversity and Equality has been assigned to another job. Two employees who developed and led the social justice training were eliminated.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays from Blue Valley Technologies.
We hope you enjoy lots of merriment with family and friends,
whether in the real world or the virtual one.
We also thank you for your support during this challenging year
and the opportunity to help keep you connected.
Are you expecting Santa to put new devices under the tree?
Ask us about an internet speed upgrade.
Contact us today at bluevalley.net.
Have a safe,
connected,
and happy holiday season.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Tuesday. The Nebraska State Patrol investigating after a man was wounded in a shooting in a western Nebraska town. The State Patrol says the shooting happened Friday morning at a home in Palisade, about 80 miles south of North Platte. Deputies from the Hays County Sheriff's Office found the 58-year-old man with multiple gunshot wounds at the home. He was taken to a North Platte hospital and is expected to survive. The State Patrol didn't say what led to the shooting. No arrests had been reported as of yesterday morning. Nebraska's Corrections Department will propose to lawmakers a new $230 million prison proposal designed to reduce chronic overcrowding that the agency's director says is likely to get worse. Corrections Director Scott Frakes will present the plan in the upcoming legislative session with backing from his boss, Governor Pete Ricketts. State officials have tried for years to ease crowding in Nebraska's prison system. Rick Everett, Mid-America Network News.
It's not just the end of the year, it's the end of 2020. And Rusty at Ford says, let's ring in 2021 a little early with just $21 down on every new Ford in stock. Plus, you still get discounts up to $14,000 off every new 2020 and 2021 F-150, Explorer, Expedition, and more. Not one truck, not just two SUVs. Every new Ford in stock. Before we put this year behind us, you should put just $21 down on your next Ford and get discounts up to $14,000. If you don't buy your new Ford with just $21 down, you paid too much. So if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office hours, electric stock vehicles with a good credit of 16 days. Except the 2024 Expedition until the stock TPO for Ford. It was at least $60,000. Plus, if this 20,000, credit of factory tax rate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualified. All Ford rebates particular. Fire sales excluded. Office expired December 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week approved final purchase of 6.2 acres north of Subway in Marysville from Cope Development for a total of just over $100,000 as a potential site for a new jail facility. An adjacent property north of Kennequip in Marysville, offered at no cost from the Marshall County Partnership for Growth, was rejected due to ground slope, which could have increased construction costs. Utilities and property access were also considerations. Land cost will be funded through the County General Fund Capital Improvement Fund, which can be used for construction projects and has a current balance of some $3.2 million. The county clerk has advised department heads that any excess budget monies will need to be presented and approved by the board at their December 28th meeting. Audit transfers previously approved by resolution and transferred made earlier will be considered. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday heard an update on the Economic Partnership, which plans quarterly meetings in various communities. Chad Hilchin and Darren Bruna have been selected as new board members, replacing two that had resigned. Vaccine protocols were outlined with healthcare workers prioritized for first shipments. It's not known at this time when public vaccine supplies will be made available to the county. Washington County Commissioners rejected bids received for lining culverts. Nemahal County Commissioners voted to approve the proposed 2020 budget amendments to be published, and they will consider approval of the amendments at a public hearing Monday, December 28th at 10 a.m. An update on the COVID situation was presented with the Nemahal County health nurse, recommending that the mask mandate be continued. Commissioners opted to remain under the governor's executive order until January 11th and will revisit the matter at that time. Gage County Board of Supervisors and committees meeting last week conducted mostly routine business.
Recently, the Union Pacific Railroad Foundation awarded $5,000 to RSVP of Northeast Kansas through their COVID-19 relief grant program. RSVP Director Joni Spellmeyer talks about what the money will be used for.
We were not able to have our recognition banquet in the spring because of COVID. And when this grant came about from the Union Pacific Railroad Foundation, we decided that we would make COVID kits for our volunteers as our thank you to them for the year and for surviving 2020.
The kits are going to the 265 active and honorary RSVP members who serve in Marshall County. Spellmeyer said the kits are full of needed goods.
We had sanitizing wipes, sanitizer, paper towels, toilet paper, cookies, meat sticks, coloring books, tissue, and word books. And in our nursing home ones, we put slippers.
Volunteers assisting with the COVID kits and or deliveries were helped out by the Marysville Army National Guard, who drove the volunteers delivering the bags in Marysville.
Lewis A. McClintock, age 86, of Pawnee City, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 2 p.m. at Quarry Mortuary in Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Quarry Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Lewis McClintock.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Let Rockwell Shoe Repair bring new life back to your favorite shoes or boots. Dennis can replace soles and heels and also does leather repair and installs zippers. Drop by the shop Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, behind the house at 1200 Walnut in Marysville. Rockwell Shoe Repair, phone 562-7270.
Join us for Home for the Holidays every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. through Christmas Eve, sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative and KNDY Radio. Even in 2020, we can still find a way to spread cheer through the airwaves right here on KNDY.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Quiet weather for today, but we do have an approaching low pressure system that will move across the central and upper parts of the Midwest. The main thing in our area is going to be the wind. We're going to see wind gusts 34 tonight, around 30 to 40 as we head into tomorrow and into tomorrow night. With this system, it'll just bring us a little bit of some cloud cover as we head into tomorrow night. But the main thing is those chilly temperatures. We'll see highs 63 for today, highs only in the upper 30s for tomorrow, as we're going to see cool Arctic air move down from the north. Otherwise, Christmas Eve and Christmas, we're looking at mostly sunny skies. So across the area, sunny, breezy, 63 with wind gusts at 30. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lower 30s with wind gusts at 30. For tomorrow, partly sunny and windy, upper 30s, then falling temperatures, wind gusts at 40. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, around 15. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late December 41, record high on this date 69. The average low 19, the record low is 21 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:44, sunset this evening at 5:08.
Can one simple test reveal how long you'll live? One researcher believes he's found a strong clue. We will share that today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 22nd, the 357th day of the year. Pop singer Meghan Trainor has a birthday, and the first X-ray image was produced on this day in 1895. A Brazilian physician believes one simple test can reveal your odds of living longer. Here it is. Sit on the floor. Can you stand up without using your hands? If not, your lifespan may be substantially less than your more agile counterparts. That's the conclusion reached after studying thousands of people between 50 and 80. A sliding scale subtracts points for the amounts of support you'll need. If you need to use one hand, for example, you're still relatively fit. Add a knee, forearm, or other body part to the effort, and your odds of reaching a ripe old age may be limited. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
With kind remembrances and best wishes for a bright and special new year, the staff at Citizens State Bank wish you and yours peace on earth and joy to all. At Citizens State Bank in Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover, you'll find better products, better services, and better banking. Warm wishes for a wonderful holiday season. Christmas is not a time nor a season, but a state of mind. To cherish peace and goodwill, to be plenteous in mercy, is to have the real spirit of Christmas. From all of us here at KNDY, we wish you and yours the best of the holiday season. May your holidays be merry and the new year filled with friends, family, and good times. From Landall Corporation. Since 1963, Landall Corporation has grown to be a leader in innovative design, world-class manufacturing, and marketing quality products and services. Hope, health, and prosperity in the new year.
The Irish Creek Wind Project will bring significant benefits to Marshall County. Bruce Graham, retired chair of the Renewable Energy Program at Cloud Community College, speaks to the benefits.
During the construction phase, there will be several hundred construction jobs made available for people. After the construction, which usually takes around 9 months from construction start to end, when it ends, then they hand it over to the operation and maintenance people, and they'll be there for the long haul. Those will be permanent jobs that will be there for a long time. NextEra will also be paying taxes into the county, which will benefit by a lot of tax dollars, and the local landowners will greatly benefit. The payments that they have for the lease for the land that the wind turbines are on, that provides a lot of income for area landowners and farmers, and then, of course, they will turn around and spend that money locally and generate a lot of good revenue in the county. Looks like a really good project to have in a local area.
To learn more, visit www.irishcreekwind.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The early report is that Kansas City Chiefs running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire sustained hip and ankle injuries and will miss the remainder of the regular season, though the team appears optimistic that he could return in the playoffs. X-rays taken after Sunday's game were negative. In the meantime, Le'Veon Bell is poised to take over the bulk of the work after the two-time All-Pro signed with the Super Bowl champions back in October. He scored a touchdown on Sunday in New Orleans. Freshman Nigel Pack scored a season-high 16 points with 4 3-pointers, and K-State rolled to a 70-46 win over Jacksonville. DeJohn Gordon had his second career double-double with 13 points and 12 rebounds for the Wildcats, and Mike McGurl added 12 points and 7 assists. Pack also had 6 rebounds and 5 assists as K-State had 23 helpers on 27 baskets. Rice Workman topped the Dolphins with 10 points. Jacksonville out-rebounded 45-22. Mid-America Network Sports.
Cake First Alert Weather. We're with you every step of the way. From the science.
Breezy drizzle changes over by daybreak to some light snow, light sleet. Sleet we can deal with. Freezing rain is problematic.
To the streets.
We figure it continues to snow like this overnight. Road conditions are only going to get worse before they get better by tomorrow morning.
We cover every corner of Cakeland. Looking ahead so you're never left behind. Cake First Alert Weather. Always on your side.
Don't let the season of cheer become the season of scams. Here are a few tips to stay safe from fraud this holiday season from the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Stick to well-known websites when shopping online. Be wary of too good to be true discounts. Use credit, not debit cards. You'll be liable for fewer charges if the card is compromised by a scammer. And make sure your holiday donations go to a real charity. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork to learn more.
Led by their star quarterbacks, the Seattle Seahawks, Kansas City Chiefs, and Green Bay Packers each had 7 players selected to the Pro Bowl. The Baltimore Ravens also had 7 players chosen. Kansas City's Patrick Mahomes joins Buffalo's Josh Allen and Houston's Deshaun Watson as the AFC quarterbacks. For the NFC, it's Green Bay's Aaron Rodgers, Seattle's Russell Wilson, and Arizona's Kyler Murray. Mahomes and Rodgers are the starters, though there will be no actual game this season because of the COVID-19 pandemic. On January 31st, the players will be celebrated during 2 Pro Bowl-themed shows, airing on ESPN and ABC simulcast, with a virtual Pro Bowl experience within the Madden NFL 21 video game. In Kansas college hoops action on tap for today, the Wichita State Shockers will meet up with the South Carolina Bulls. That one tip off at 6 p.m. Also, the West Virginia Mountaineers and KU square off at 7 p.m. Tomorrow, the Shockers back in action with the SMU Mustangs at noon. Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansas Jayhawks tip off Tuesday with West Virginia. Pregame coverage 7:30, tip off at 8, live on KNDY FM 95.5.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com. Boost your spirits this holiday season with some simple table decorations inspired by nature. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Save trimmings from your fresh-cut Christmas tree, purchase greens from the garden center, or gather a few from your landscape. Cut the stems to size before placing a few in a vase of water. Add some berry-laden crabapple or holly branches for additional color. Include bare twigs for added interest and form in your arrangements. Set a few greens beside each place setting, or on top of a folded napkin set upon each plate. Add a bit of fragrance by using sprigs of rosemary or lavender instead. Use a container of pine cones or acorns for your centerpiece. Add some oranges, pomegranates, or other colorful fruit to your table setting. Even as many of us are planning smaller celebrations, setting a nature-inspired table can make any meal special. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
The Yuletide season is upon us, and Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center would like to wish family and friends and patients alike a holiday filled with peace, love, and joy. Have a safe and Merry Christmas to everyone near and far. From the caring staff at Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center in Beatrice.
Chris was earning a degree in animal science from Kansas State University, but he felt a call to explore the world and help others. That heavenly nudge had him leaving the Sunflower State for adventures around the globe. His story is this edition on the American Countryside.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Chris Meyergird was a kid from Kansas looking for a job in agriculture.
Studied at Kansas State University. I was there for 5 years, actually. Studied animal science. I completed that degree and was looking originally to get a job in the meat industry, getting into sales. I had a job offered to me, but the Lord had a different path for me.
But alongside his studies in agriculture at Kansas State, he was serving others.
I was doing spring break trips where I'd go and work with the poor in Washington, D.C. Went to Mexico one spring break. And then also one summer, I did some international service work in the Middle East, in Jordan, and went to, was a program with my university.
He completed his degree, but felt a nudge to do more service work. He soon found himself on a plane for another adventure.
After I graduated from college, I made my way to South America, where I had entered into a position as a missionary. They sent me down to a place in Bolivia, in Santa Cruz.
Perhaps he knew this trip would be different when he was picked up by a volunteer at the airport and their car was involved in an accident before he ever reached his home away from home.
We stopped and turned around. There was his bumper in the middle of the intersection. I'm like, what in the world just happened? All of a sudden, Paula gets out and she opens the door and she says, just stay here. I got to make sure the police don't get involved. I'm like, make sure the police don't get involved. Aren't they supposed to get involved? Well, she knew how things worked.
It was an interesting experience to begin his time in Bolivia. But oh, what an adventure he still had in store, because you'll be amazed at what he's doing today. It's next time as we travel the countryside in New Rochelle, New York. I'm Andrew McCrae.
Guns are created equal. Do you need one for repairs around the house or for crafts? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for Glue Gun 101 as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
A little glue gun that I use when I'm feeling crafty or need to fix something, but it doesn't work on everything. The gun you choose depends on how you're using it because different jobs require different temperatures. Low temperature guns will adhere but not destroy delicate materials such as lace, ribbon, and floral foam. A high temperature gun provides a tougher bond for heavier material such as metal, wood, and plastics. Brad Kemmons is the hardware sales manager for SureBonder. He says the gun's wattage is another consideration, especially when you're working on larger projects that need a lot of glue to get the job done.
The key to wattage is the amount of power the heater is getting, and that determines the amount of glue output you will get per time period. So a mini glue gun that's about 10 watts, you can probably get a few ounces of glue out before the thing really starts to get hard to squeeze. My 100-watt glue gun, I could squeeze that thing and probably get 4 to 5 times the amount of glue without it becoming hard.
Not all glue sticks are the same either.
If you want to do corrugated carton sealing and you want to close that box and have it set and ready to go within 10 to 15 seconds, I would use our packaging glue. And if I'm looking to do a craft project and I don't want to have the glue showing on the other side, I would use a clear glue. If I'm looking to put trim up in my house and I want it to stay there for years and years to come, I'm going to use a 1 minute or 3 minute glue to make that bond last.
Kevin says the working time is from when the glue comes out of the tip to when it starts setting up. 3 minutes is the maximum time right now, but they're hoping to eventually expand hot glue working times up to 10 minutes in the future. Learn more about choosing the right glue gun for your projects at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I once heard someone say, "I love Christmas, but I can't stand retail Christmas." Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Just look around you, and the signs of retail Christmas are everywhere. Sales at the mall and online, and this year, they're even starting earlier than Thanksgiving Day, and will likely go well into the new year. You know, retailers are very intentional about playing on your emotions at Christmas, and they are very successful. The average American spends almost $1,000 on holiday gifts, and collectively, we spend $1 trillion. Now, don't get me wrong. Christmas shopping can be a lot of fun, and buying gifts is an act of generosity. But when you spend too much time and money on shopping, you spend less time on real Christmas, which is simply celebrating the birth of Jesus with the ones you love. When you celebrate real Christmas, you'll have greater purpose in life.
Free CPA hopes that the spirit of love gently fills your hearts and homes this holiday season. Marcus Freeze and his staff wish you the loveliest of seasons, and they hope you find many reasons for happiness. After you enjoy the splendor of the season, let Free CPA help you with tax preparation, tax planning, estate and trust taxes, and many more. Happy holidays from Freeze CPA.
United Bank and Trust reminds you this holiday season, they're looking back with appreciation for your loyalty and also looking forward, moving into the new year together. Continued success. Yours from United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver.
Warmest thoughts and best wishes from the Hanover Hospital and Warren Clinic. They wish you a wonderful holiday and a happy new year. Doctors Roger and Linda Warren and nurse practitioner Aubrey Schaefer offer general hospital and surgery services, home health, swing bed, and long-term care. May peace, love, and prosperity follow you always from Hanover Hospital and the Warren Clinic.
Syngenta celebrates 20 years of operation and innovation. The story today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
20 years ago in November, Novartis Agribusiness and Zeneca Agrochemical merged to form Syngenta. At the time, Vern Hawkins had been with Zeneca for 15 years. He's now president of Syngenta Crop Protection North America.
We've been fortunate to have a lot of continuity in our team as well, both at the field level where the customer-facing relationship is established, as well at the leadership level. And that brings trust. And when you connect that to new investments in chemistry for crop protection products or digital services to help growers make better decisions, or even our seeds business, you know, these are things that give people confidence to continue to invest in the partnership.
Syngenta has an expansive portfolio of crop protection and seed product lines. Hawkins says the company focuses on earning the business of its customers every day.
We understand that when they make a decision to partner with Syngenta, that we have an obligation to serve their needs today, but also to bring the value in our technology investments for the future. And that's what makes the partnership work long term for many of our partners at the farm level and the channel level. And we love doing it.
Visit Syngenta.com for more. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead.
last-minute COVID-19 relief package recently passed by Congress includes $13 billion for the United States Department of Agriculture, with $11.2 billion provided to the Ag Secretary to support producers, processors, and contract growers.
Contract livestock growers will now be able to recover 80% of their losses caused by canceled or delayed orders. And we've also seen specialty and non-specialty crop growers receive through this round of aid $20 per planted acre. The markets for these crops disappeared overnight when the pandemic hit. And while many of these markets have recovered, the losses from earlier in the year continue to take their toll on farm families.
That's American Farm Bureau Federation Congressional Relations Director Scott Bennett. He says additionally, specialty crop producers will be able to include crop insurance payments and disaster payments in their 2019 sales calculation, providing a more accurate picture of farm income. He says the bill also renews the Paycheck Protection Program.
Small farmers continued to be hit hard by the pandemic. The Paycheck Protection Program, that money is a lifeline to keep families afloat, and we were excited to see that extended in this bill.
And it says the American Farm Bureau Federation welcomes the much-needed relief package.
We're pleased that Congress understands that there's been a toll that this pandemic has continued to take on farmers, ranchers in rural America. This round of assistance, it addresses losses suffered by farmers who are forced to euthanize livestock prematurely with no market and therefore no income, and that includes contract growers. We're pleased that the bill provides additional help for specialty and non-specialty crop growers, and some Paycheck Protection Program will help small farmers continue operating.
That's American Farm Bureau Federation Congressional Relations Director Scott Bennett. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
This month, Midwest Kia is combining two great events to help you beat the Kansas cold. During the Kia Command the Season sales event, Midwest Kia is holding our Season of Savings event. That means, one, combine $1,000 in Kia holiday bonus cash with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on eligible new Kia models. Two, get double the dealer discounts on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. Need more? Three, this December, Midwest Kia will help you command the season with remote start at no extra charge. Command this season of savings with 0% APR, double discounts on every all-weather drive model, and with the added gift of remote start on us. It's the Season of Savings sales event going on now at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sorento, Cadenza, K900 through KMF with 1333, 1000 financed. Expired.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop Insurance Protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that Crop Insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. In the waning days of this congressional session, one that is retiring, that is longtime Kansas Senator Pat Roberts. He has worked on 8 farm bills, not only in the House and Senate, but also the only member serving as chairman of both the House and Senate Ag Committees. He talked about what it took to get this last farm bill over the finish line.
Now, what we did in the Ag Committee with Senator Stabenow, I would say that she is, without question, a more liberal Democrat. I'm a conservative Republican. But we knew we had to get a farm bill done, and it wasn't our first rodeo. And we knew each other. She came to K-State for the first hearing. I went out to Michigan State. I wore green and white. She wore purple. Wow. And we had the hearings there, and then we went all over the country. And we tried to, every region, and we tried to leave the impression we were doing this on a bipartisan basis. Number one, you got to have 60 votes in the Senate. So you have to compromise. Something I had to repeat to my Republican counterparts in the House who wanted to do X, Y, and Z. And I said, I'm sorry, we can do X, Y, but not Z. We won't get 60 votes. And you got to count votes, or you're not going to get a bill. Yeah. So I think we did a pretty good job of that. And, she was very much in behalf of nutrition. So am I, if it were a little more reasonable, more especially with school lunches. Mandating what people eat is not very high on my list. And we were able to increase the nutrition title and I think make some reforms in there from a cost benefit standpoint and in behalf of the taxpayer, and especially all the folks that work in that arena, and they work terribly hard.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has one remaining new 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500 model crew cab four-wheel drive pickup. It's the LTZ Z71 package. They have two of the new 21 Silverado 2500 model crew cab pickups. They're four-wheel drives, fully equipped, and ready for your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Hello again, Orion Samuelson with you to talk about some disappointing news from South America that will have an impact on farmers here in the United States.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
The U.S. Grains Council, Growth Energy, the Renewable Fuels Association, and the National Corn Growers Association shared with me this statement in response to the Brazilian government's decision to let the current tariff rate quota expire, replacing it with a 20% tariff on all imports into Brazil of U.S. ethanol. And in the statement, here's what they had to say. Brazil's decision to impose a 20% tariff on all U.S. ethanol imports is devastating for the U.S. ethanol industry. The future of cooperation and coordination between our nations, not only does this decision risk destroying the great progress our two countries have made on global leaders in ethanol production, it marks a dynamic turn in our bilateral trade relationship. The spokesman for the organizations here in the United States went on to say that Brazilian ethanol receives unfettered access into the U.S. market, while U.S. producers are denied reciprocal market increases due to a restrictive import tariff designed solely to make U.S. product less competitive. This unjust imbalance must be addressed. We urge the incoming Biden administration to respond with strength, leveraging various U.S. government tools and authorities to make it clear that protectionist barriers are unacceptable. However, it seems clear from this decision by the Brazilian government that the government is more focused on keeping U.S. ethanol out of Brazil than true two-way trade. And they concluded the reaction from the American producer groups by saying, through repeated dialogue with local industry and government, the U.S. ethanol industry actively sought to illustrate the negative impacts of increased tariffs on Brazilian consumers and the Brazilian government's own decarbonization goals. However, it seems clear that Brazil is more focused on taxing imports to protect their national industry than reducing carbon emissions and developing a global industry. It will be interesting to watch this procedure work its way through, we hope, a successful conclusion that will allow U.S. access to the ethanol industry in Brazil. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polanski Seed, as well as Concept, Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Net Wrap with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Hankey today at 562-7157. Or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Being turned down for a farm loan isn't always personal. Sometimes the bank just can't do it right now. It pays to shop around on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Securing financing for the farm can take some legwork. If your banker turns you down for a farm loan, it may not be because of your financial position. It could be because of theirs. Every bank's financial position changes on a monthly basis. Maybe they had to write off some commercial loans, or they just don't have the capital right now. However, the bank is not going to tell you that because they don't want the public to know they're low on money. Sean Williamson is a CPA with the Fick, Eggemeyer, and Williamson firm in St. Louis, Missouri. He says if your bank tells you no, don't give up.
You need to approach three or four banks at least because of this issue of that bank might not have any money to loan right now or might not be excited about a farm loan or a commercial loan right now. And there can be a competitive component here. My banker says 5.5%. This other banker says 5%. And this other banker says 4.75.
Your chance of being approved for a farm loan increases if you come in with all your ducks in a row.
Having all of your tax returns done by a CPA or someone skilled, they go over the returns with a fine-tooth comb, making sure that you're creditworthy. Your credit rating, of course, they're going to check that out. Make sure that you're never late with payments to anybody. And I guess also just having a clear plan. You need X amount of dollars and you know exactly why you need it.
Williamson says if multiple banks turn you down for a loan, you probably shouldn't be looking for one. I'm Jody Hinke. Find more tips on getting a farm loan at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, as we turn the corner into the afternoon, we're still seeing some plus signs with corn and wheat. March corn is up 4 at 444. May corn up 3 at 445. March Kansas City wheat is up 3 3/4 at 578 and a quarter. May KC wheat is up 3.5 at 581 and 3/4. Chicago wheat doing well also. Soybeans, well, they've been bouncing around a little bit today. January beans currently up 3/4 at 1244 and a quarter. March beans up 1/4 at 1247 and 3/4. Mixed numbers the rest of the way down. Soybean meal and soybean oil, both on the plus side. January soybean meal is at 414.10. That's up 180. March is at 413.20. That's up 110. Soy oil, January is at 40.25. That's up 29. March bean oil is 18 higher at 39.73. So things look quite nice across the soy complex at the present time. And corn and wheat seem to be doing nicely also. Taking a look at the livestock complex, December live cattle down a quarter at 110.35. Feb down 107 at 113.57. January feeder cattle down 82 at 139.80. March feeders down 127 at 141.85. So some pressure on cattle. February hogs at 66, make that 65.77. That's down 15. April hogs at 69.75. That's down 25. So we are seeing some pressure all across the livestock complex. March cotton is up 17 at 74.93. May cotton is up 5 at 75.53. So things look good for cotton currently. While crude oil is having a bit of an issue today, February crude is down a dollar at 46.97, and March crude is down 98 cents at 47.10. So things with crude oil not looking so well. Unleaded gas and heating oil are trending lower as well. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
This month, Midwest Kia is combining two great events to help you beat the Kansas cold. During the Kia Command the Season sales event, Midwest Kia is holding our Season of Savings event. That means, one, combine $1,000 in Kia Holiday Bonus Cash with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on eligible new Kia models. Two, get double the dealer discount on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. Need more? Three, this December, Midwest Kia will help you command the season with remote start at no extra charge. Command this season of savings with 0% APR, double discounts on every all-weather drive model, and with the added gift of remote start on us. It's the Season of Savings sales event going on now at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you.
We've been your hometown country station for the past 7 decades. KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.